Last week in Abu Dhabi, Muslim entrepreneurs took up a challenge: take the message of moderate Islamic clerics and make it accessible to young people glued to their smartphones. It was the first ever hackathon to support Islamic scholars. Reaching Muslim youth is something extremists such as the self-proclaimed Islamic State or ISIS have done with considerable success. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston went to Abu Dhabi and has this report on innovative ways to counter violent extremism.
I had a general idea what a hackathon would be. I imagined a noisy room littered with pizza boxes. A bunch of computer programmers feverishly tapping on keyboards while others called out ideas.
I'm thinking about scalability, I'm thinking about storytelling, I'm thinking about something that's cool. Hashtag Muslim Avengers.
But this one is different.
I'm looking at over 400 scholars who are streaming into this hall in Abu Dhabi from all over the Muslim world. They're here to talk about violent extremism and how they, as Muslim scholars, can defuse groups like ISIS. One problem they're having is transmitting their scholarly messages to young Muslims who get their information through Twitter and Facebook. So the leaders here have actually asked hackers to come and join them.
We do want to start speaking the same language as our youth. What is that language, and who are the individuals that need to be part of that whole mix as well? So that's vital for us.
That's Zeeshan Zafar. He's the executive director of the Forum for Promoting Peace in Muslim Societies and one of the hackathon organizers. Here's how it works. Five teams have 2.5 days to come up with an idea, have their designers and coders turn it into a running prototype, and then present it to a panel of judges who will decide which idea gets financial backing. The teams are populated entirely by Muslim entrepreneurs.
My name is Yasser. I'm a journalist. I work for The Guardian.
So I was 14 years in a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. My background is clinical psychology. I am a psychologist.
I'm Imam at one of the largest mosques in the UK. And also by profession, I'm a lawyer.
I actually work in the pharmaceutical arena. I do drug development consulting.
Zeeshan Zafar helped choose the participants.
I don't know what's going to come up, but I'm hoping that in the channels and the energies that has been created here, we'll have something that's very, very relevant that we can actually invest into, incubate until we get something, an actual end product that's really worthy and has that, develops that connection between the scholars all the way down to the grassroots.
One of the five teams charged with doing that includes a Pakistani animator, a community activist from the UK, and someone who goes by the online name Mkwan. The title on his business card reads Digital Influencer. I'm not sure what that is. His real name is Mushim Khan.
A digital influencer is somebody that has a network and uses that network to help influence people indirectly.
How many followers do you have?
Collectively, it's about 45,000-50,000, I think.
This weekend, he's trying to influence people who are thinking of joining ISIS. By mid-afternoon on the last day of the hackathon, the team is in the home stretch.
You got the header, you got the Twitter page, you got the Facebook. Let's just agree on some of that stuff.
No, it's done. I just don't know how to use Photoshop.
With just hours to go, the team practices its pitch. Playwright Wajihat Ali presents their idea, a website and app called Marhaba, aimed at Muslim students or the Shabab.
Welcome to marhaba.com, where the Shabab and traditional Islamic scholarship meet to learn about sex, relationships, marriage, and intimacy in an honest and relevant manner.
Just 2 days after the group came together, there's a website that's already live, there's an app that actually works, and there's now a place where moderate scholars can provide Islamic answers to questions young Muslims are asking, instead of, for example, what ISIS provides. Now all that's left is the big reveal, announcing which idea will get funded to become a full-fledged business.
Okay, so we've gone through all the votes.
A panel of judges, a global online audience, and everyone in the room cast their ballot electronically. So essentially, the hackathon is American Idol final round meets countering violent extremism.
And the winner is Champions of Islam.
Right, not Marhaba. And then this happened.
But wait.
Wait.
There's a shocker. We are also going to have a People's Award. And the project that got the highest vote for the popular vote from here and online also will be funded. And that one is Marhaba.
Later that night, there's a celebratory dinner on the hotel roof overlooking the lights of Abu Dhabi. One participant was talking about funding a video game to engage young Muslims. Another was taking down contact information from her neighbor. And everyone is now following the digital influencer, M. Kwan, on Twitter. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.